Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to the chief. I can't tell why we do it. Yo, welcome to another episode of Respect My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Moffitt. You can check out my duo show with my co-host, Elijah Ivory, Southern Frame of Mind. I was wanting to speak on an issue that I had about, this is going to be about like fake gangsterism and the people who get protected behind it. Excuse me, and those that think they're about that life, but they're not really about that life. I had a situation in California. This was like a couple years back, where I saw a group of kids walking to Walmart, and they were mugging and what you call and you know, trying to like show out in front of their friends. I don't know if they was doing that toward me or whatever, but I keep my Ruger on me and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm from the old school. I was born in 81. I came up through the 80s and 90s when you got at a person, you got at them. You didn't do all this online keyboard cyber thugging. You didn't sit behind a keyboard and bang on people and shit. Or it's like what social media does nowadays. They have a court of public opinion to where they can like make up shit and be like, oh, well, we're going to protect the new millennials and the generation, I think it's Generation Z now or something like that. But you got to realize these millennials grew up with baby boomers and they got that mentality like baby boomers, like they can't be touched and like they're obligated to any and everything. Like they want to, like they're, you know, they have a right to any and every type of situation. That's how baby boomers are. Like they grew up, like they thinking things are one way, but they're not multifaceted in their thinking. So they get this idea that shit's supposed to be a certain way in their generation. Like today it's like, it's the so-called fake tough guy thing that goes on with this new generation. And also I had another situation, another anecdotal situation. I know I'm probably bouncing all around, but I'm just trying to make points. That is this group of, this happened a few seconds ago. This is a group of kids in a car. I don't know how old they were. They're probably like 19, 17, 18, 20 or something. So like that, they wasn't no older than 20, 21. And they're driving around smoking weed. I just look and glance over my mirror to see who's coming, or look and glance over out of my window, my passenger window to see who's coming. And these kids just looking and mugging like the same deal. I'm like, I don't know what's up with these kids with this fake tough shit. But like when you see somebody, like back in my day, when you saw somebody and you were mugging, it was like, what's up? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you had a problem with somebody if you're mugging them. Now people just do that shit and try to show out in front of their friends. And then when you actually confront them, oh, they backpedal. They backslide and shit. I don't want no problems. I'm thinking to myself, I say, man, don't you know I killed every one of you motherfuckers in that car? That's my old school mentality. That's how I grew up. Like if you had a problem with somebody, you dealt with that shit on the scene. You dealt with it right away. You didn't let that shit fester. And it wasn't no online shit to be dealt with. It wasn't no online politics, or it wasn't people through social media setting up they weren't setting up the parameters to what you can get away with. Oh, you can't do that. It's like a motherfucker getting in a fight and they telling you where you can't hit them at. That's bullshit. People are so, they're fucking crazy. People are just nuts today. And saying if you ain't about that life, don't try to step to people like you are. I'm not saying I'm all Mr. Tough Guy, but I handle my motherfucking business though. Contrary to popular belief, And this is another thing that's been bothering me. I guess because I have like a soft-spoken voice, people think or I sound timid in my tone. That's totally the opposite of me. Like, if you get me fucking fired up, I will react to it. I will handle the situation accordingly. Motherfuckers, they think since I'm soft-spoken or you talk timid, and nah, don't test me with the bullshit. Don't come to me with the bullshit. I'm telling you right now. Stern warning. Yeah, man, but, you know, people got their little ways today. These new millennials and Generation Z or whatever it is. I don't know what letter they on, but motherfuckers better get right. They've been raised with these baby boomers, and these baby boomers been fucking coddling these kids, and they're not telling them what the real world is like. In my generation, I know I sound like an old fucking man, and I don't really give a fuck. I'm gonna lay this shit down. In my generation, I grew up, was born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s, and up through the 2000s when I was a man, motherfuckers got at you for shit. They got at you. And it wasn't no backing down. But see, everybody got cameras now on social media wanting to post how tough they are. They not really like that. They're not really like that. These kids out here, they live in a dangerous lifestyle, and they fuck with the wrong nigga, especially fuck the wrong older nigga, they're going to be in a body bag. But then they got laws out here. Oh, you can't do this to people. You can't do that to people. And I think some of these kids, they know that shit. Or their parents tell them that shit. Oh, they can't get away with this. They can't get away with that. That's bullshit. But I'm not going to say all baby boomer children. Some baby boomer children know the deal. If they grew up with older parents that was like in the streets, or grew up with older parents that was about that shit, they teach their kids that thug gangsterism shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's one thing I had to speak on, man. This fake gangsterism out here, man. That shit need to stop, man. It's cyber thugging and banging on people. You all hard behind a keyboard, but when you actually see the motherfucker, they all short, fat, and dumpy. Can't even bust their way out of a wet fucking paper bag. It's so fucking silly. And then you feel sorry for the motherfucker when you see, oh, this motherfucker, he's trying to get some shine. Let me let him live. I'm going to let this nigga live. You know what I mean? Well, I'm telling you, man, you kids better start respecting the OGs out here, and respecting the people that's really about that shit. You can tell when people had it on their face, too. You can see when people wear those scars on their face, like, oh, this motherfucker had a hard life. I ain't fucking with this nigga. Or maybe that's what throws people off about me, too, is that I don't look my age. Oh, this little young nigga. I'm like, man, y'all don't get it fucked up out there. I tote the thing, and I will let that shit go. I have a motto. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. that's the motto I live by. You know what I'm saying? We'll handle that shit in court if it come down to it. But you know what I'm saying? You kids out there on some real shit, check your G. Check your gangster. Check. Are you really like that? You know what I'm saying? And you got to be aware of a situation before you get into it. Like, you can't just be jumping in shit and thinking shit all good and think people going to laugh about it. Like, motherfuckers is still serious out there. You still got people that hold it down, 10 toes down. You still got people out there that'll get at you on that real shit. Even some of the millennials that have been raised by like baby boomers that was about that shit, like some of them motherfuckers, they get down for theirs. It's some young niggas that get down for theirs, and I respect those little young niggas. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying, don't be trying to do shit for clout. Don't be out there clout. It's a bunch of clout chasers out there, especially on social media. It's too much clout chasing going on. So man, watch that shit. Watch who you get involved with. Be a little bit more careful who you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Be careful who you fucking with. Don't be going out there like trying to pick fights with motherfuckers that you know you can't handle the shit. You know what I mean? And people get it twisted all the time. They get it twisted all the time. They don't know what they're doing out there. So they mess around and don't know what they're getting into. Their parents ain't taught them shit. So that's what it is with them. So they need to be a little bit more careful who they fucking with. But you kids out there, check your G and be careful. Tune into another episode of Respect My Mind. Now let's get down to business, bitches, cause it seems like y'all just keep on trying to diss this. Nigga that you know that's been down for years, I've clowned for years, and y'all can never fade my peers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 8, you can't win, cause all the way around. Big up to my niggas out there on the West Coast. Shout out to my partner on the East Coast, my day one from South Carolina, Derek Massey. Cause I don't want y'all to miss that I'm about to break it down for this bitch. Check it, Acacia, compliment both spruce, cedar, elm, west side tree, spread all the fleas. That's from the 3 and 400 block P-Funk ride. So niggas watch your ass at that center divide. Now Aaron Tyler, tell me why you seem so tame when I caught you at the airport shaking like a crap game. You look up and you see my niggas coming, and you look like your bitch ass was about to start running. But all I wanted to do was kick a little conversation and see if we can fix this little situation. But what I fuck you up was what you wondered. Yeah, that's probably why you change your little page number. But bitches like you don't grow. You can't even look.